Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Amy Anstey, and she is Cass County Public Health Nurse. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, good. And yeah, I hope you've been well, and I know it's been a real trial for everybody. But, you know, this is the season that we need to talk to about something other than COVID, and that is influenza. So should people be getting those vaccinations to prevent influenza?
Absolutely. So we definitely recommend that everybody 6 months and older get vaccinated this year, especially for the flu because of COVID. And so protecting ourselves against the flu, something we already have a vaccine for, kind of while we're waiting for that COVID vaccine to become available to the general public as well.
You know, I think sometimes we forget about the flu has been around for a lot of years, and many people have died of it in the past and continue to die every year. And we just sort of take that for granted, and we wouldn't have to because we do have a vaccine for that.
Right. And right now, because we have gotten extra from the state, we're actually offering that to anybody, again, over 6 months, and that is free. So we have plenty of stock. If you haven't gotten your flu vaccine this year, it's not too late. And so we'd love to see as many people in as possible so we can get them vaccinated.
You bet. Now, for the seniors, is there still that higher dose available?
Yes. Yep. Okay. It's a quadrivalent in the 65 and over dosing. Yes.
Okay. So that sort of just automatically happens, I hope, when you know a person's age, you know which kind they're going to need.
Yes, so, you bet.
So let's talk about how people can do this. I'm guessing they can come to the medical center and walk in and get it, but are there other ways that they can get it?
Sure. So actually, if they visit us at Public Health, so we're just down the hill from the hospital. So if they come visit us, we've got the free flu vaccine. We've got both the injectable and the flu mist this year, so they can choose which one they would want as long as we have that stock. And then they also, I mean, obviously, yes, the Hy-Vee, Rex Pharmacy, the medical center all have, if you have insurance, they can help you out that way. But we've got it for free, so you don't even need, even if you have insurance, you don't need to use your insurance to do it. You can just stop in and we'll get that for you.
Okay, is there an option for you to go out to the vehicle if people prefer that?
If they call ahead, we probably, yeah, we sure could. I mean, normally we have folks just kind of come into our waiting area there at the front, but yeah, we can certainly come out if that's easier for somebody, you bet. Yep, we just have to sign a consent, and then we could give you your flu shot curbside, so you bet.
Okay, and if we're just going to walk in, do we need to call ahead for an appointment?
It's helpful to call ahead. There are two nurses here, myself and Linda. And so if we know that you're coming, we can kind of plan for that. But I will say that usually between 8 and noon, I'm here, and that's usually a pretty good open time. Just if you're going to walk in to do that, is between 8 and noon. And then we actually are here on Saturday and Sunday by appointment. So if they need a weekend appointment, we can help accommodate that as well.
Wow. You're doing all you can to get the flu vaccine to people. And we've talked about there's a really kind of a greater need because of COVID. But other than that, is there any idea that the flu will be more common this year, or are you seeing the cases go down?
We really haven't seen a whole lot of activity yet. So we're just kind of at the beginning of that flu season right now. But where COVID and the flu, the symptoms mimic each other, it's a great idea to get the flu vaccine. That way, hopefully, you won't get the flu. It is possible to get COVID and the flu. So instead of having the double whammy, if you get the vaccine, then hopefully we'll help prevent that situation from occurring.
I know there are some people who just say, I don't do any of that, and I would like to visit with them, and you'd like to visit with them and try to convince them otherwise. But are there a few people who may be allergic who really cannot, because of medical reason, for some reason, not get the flu vaccine, the flu shot?
Having a true allergic reaction to the flu shot is actually very rare. And with that, folks that have had that type of reaction, like an anaphylactic reaction where their body starts to shut down because of an allergy, so we hear about that, you know, with like peanut allergies and things like that where they're having trouble breathing, that kind of thing, tongue swelling, and having that true allergy. It's rare for that to happen with the flu vaccine. So, again, normal reactions to any vaccine, but particularly since we're talking about the flu vaccine, local reactions, so redness, swelling, feeling hot or like that's warm, developing like a little bit of a lump under the skin, any of that, immune system, so when we vaccinate our kids, so fevers, feeling, you know, kind of achy and those kinds of things. Normal reactions to a vaccine. So treat with, you know, whatever you can take over the counter without allergies, Tylenol, ibuprofen, and, you know, those symptoms shouldn't last more than a day or so. It's an inconvenience kind of a thing, but then in the end you've got that you're building up that immunity mm-hmm. to the influenza. So true allergies are very rare, though.
Okay. And one of the things we need to think about with all kinds of vaccines, I think, you know, we think we're protecting ourselves for sure.
Right.
But we're also protecting a lot of other people.
Exactly. So, and I appreciate your bringing that up. So, again, with the flu, with COVID, any of those things, any steps that we can take to help prevent others from getting it, I might just have a very mild case. So with the flu, I might have a cough, a little bit of a fever, some muscle aches. Somebody else could get it, somebody that's older, somebody that's immune compromised, somebody that's got some underlying health conditions like lung disease or heart disease, those types of things that would then make them have a worse case. So they could get really sick. It's those folks, like you said, sometimes that, you know, it would be a fatal case. And we sure want to do everything we can to help our community and not have that numbers spike when it really does hit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And you mentioned that people, of course, if they get influenza are varied. So I have to stick in here my personal story. I had it when I was in college. So I was young, but it was rampant across the college campus. And I think I called my mother and said, I wish I would die. It was so mm-hmm. painful and so went on and on and on. And of course, then we didn't have a flu vaccine to that I know of, you know. So it's something you don't want to protect yourself as well as others. You don't want to spread that around. So do you want to mention, I know the COVID symptoms are kind of across the board, but are there some that are very similar to what the flu symptoms might be?
They are. So flu is actually an influenza A and influenza B is actually an upper respiratory infection. And so what we're looking for is coughing, some congestion, things like that can come along with that, fever, muscle aches, feeling very lethargic and just fatigued, very worn out, run down, tired, those kinds of things. So, yes, very similar. We say for COVID to look for cold and flu-like symptoms, and so those are some of those. It isn't as common, and I know people say the stomach flu. There's really not such thing as a stomach flu. It's a stomach bug. You've gotten a virus of some sort, but it's really not influenza. So having the nausea, vomiting, diarrhea type of symptoms with influenza is really not as common. It's mostly upper respiratory mm-hmm. symptoms, and so that those things and the muscle aches usually come with that as well.
Yes, for sure. So again, Amy, if people want to get it, and if you haven't had it, it should be on your to-do list. They just need to give you a call, would be preferred, and your phone number is?
Phone number here is 712-250-8008. That's my direct line. And if I don't answer, just leave me a message and I'll get back to you just as quickly as I can.
Okay. So Amy Anstey, ready and willing and free if you go to the Public Health Service to get your flu shot. So do that. We want to thank you very much, Amy, for bringing us up to date on that.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Until next time, here is a message from Calvin Coolidge in his presidential message on December 25th, 1927. Christmas is not a time or a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas.